Good evening out there in Radio Land. I am your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, along with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and you're tuned in to God Chasers Ministries radio broadcast, where we're seeking God's face like never before. Keep it locked right here for an anointed, heart-penetrating word from the Lord.
Hello, we're God Chasing Ministries, and we're seeking God's face like never before. I'd like to thank Jesus for another opportunity to come forth to bring you the wonderful plan of salvation. We're going to have Pastor Tiara Hawthorne come forth with the word before she comes forth. I just wanted to read some scriptures in Philippians, the second chapter, and I just wanted just to speak with you in regards to let's consider the works that has been done. And those out there that's listening under the sound of my voice, let's consider the works that has been done. And turning to Philippians, the second chapter, we know that the work has been done. We know that Jesus came, died, and he resurrected. And through his resurrection, we have a right to the tree of life. And because of the resurrection power and his healing power and his deliverance power, he has set us free. And therefore, if there are any, we're going to read the second Philippians, the second chapter, starting with the first verse. Therefore, if there are any consolation in Christ, if any comfort or love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and one mind. Let nothing be done with through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look not only for his own interests, but also the interests of others. We must consider the works that Jesus is. He humbled himself until death. The humiliation of Christ is that his resurrection power, through his resurrection power, he basically paid for all our sins, and every sin has been paid for. He paid the price already. He already has done the work. So I don't understand why we can't humble ourselves, why we can't operate in unity, why there's so much discord, why there's so much confusion, why there is so much animosity from one person to another person, from one group to another group, when the work has already been done. Let's consider it as we go forth trying to do the will and purpose of Christ, because you cannot do the will and purpose of Christ if there's discord, if there's confusion, if there's no unity. He said, where there's unity, there is strength. So we must operate in unity, knowing where the Spirit of the Lord is. There's liberty, there's strength, and we know all this. But when it comes to putting the pedal to the metal and operating in the Spirit, we find it difficult to do it. This big eye, little eye, I do it this way, you do it that way. It doesn't matter. In Christ, we all operate in unity. It doesn't matter if you wear a hat. And I don't wear a hat. You believe in dresses. I don't believe in dresses. Whatever be the case, whatever be the case of these traditions that you have, that it's okay. I'm fine. I can still fellowship with you. But it shouldn't cause us not to fellowship because of a different belief or a different disconnect in regards to what we feel is a disconnect, but really not a disconnect. It's just some way that you believe a little different than I believe. It shouldn't cause us a division that we can't operate in unity. What I need to further do, we're going to have Pastor Tiara Hawthorne come forth with the word.
Amen. We just bless the Lord for a prophet's word of wisdom and knowledge and just being obedient to the will and purpose of Christ, because we definitely are on one accord with what the Lord has to speak this evening. Jeremiah chapter 21 and verses 8, and just so simple as that, it reads, "And unto this people thou shalt say, thus saith the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death." Okay, the Lord Jesus has spoken, he has risen, he had died for our sins, and there's two ways we can go at this point. Either you can go the way that seems right to a man, and we know that the end is destruction, or we can go the way that is right, for because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and he comes that we have life and have it more abundantly. So it's time to give a self-examination, lest the judgment come upon us, and we don't want to fall into the hands of an angry God. Amen. But we can sit here, and he has given us enough wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in this word of God so that we can measure ourselves by, know where we need to humble ourselves and to continue to seek the face of God. Yes, all of us have weaknesses, but that's where Jesus comes in. He wants, amen, to be the strength in the midst of our weaknesses, not trying to create in ourselves our own righteousness. amen, but recognize where the weaknesses are, because Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the one who created us. He shaped, made, and molded us so that we can lean and depend on him, okay? But if we get into situations where we allow ourselves to be turned this way, turned that way because of the cares of this world, then the enemy has already done his job, and we're making it that much easier for the enemy to do the job because we're not even fighting. It's important that we fight a good fight of faith and recognize that our helper and our keeper comes from the Lord. He is our refuge. He is our strength. Amen. And so we must keep going and keep fighting a good fight of faith. And as we continue to seek the face of God, you recognize that that's all Jesus wants. He wants the attention. He wants to be the one that you call Jesus. He is the one who wants to, you know, to meet all of your needs according to his riches and glory. And even as I'm in this broadcast, the Lord had me to speak about psychological warfare. Okay. No matter what the enemy, even as Prophet was making mention, we have to overcome even with our mindset. What we know, so many the enemy have tried to entice us with knowledge, and the knowledge is not according to faith in Christ. And some of us know this way or that way, and all of these doctrines is not the doctrine of the true and living God. It's important that we recognize that the enemy, if he could get in our head, because one of the most powerful weapons of warfare is deception, okay? And if he could deceive us to have us to think that we can't work together, if he could deceive us as to think that even when we looked out those doors, that basically nothing we gonna do, is no song that we can sing, if there's no word that we can speak that's gonna heal, there's nothing's gonna change when we go out there, oh, ain't nothing that you done. If he could get in our heads to have us think that there's no point in coming together, no point in speaking a word, there's no point in seeking God, there's no point in praying again today, there's no point in fasting, there's no point in doing this, there's no point, what is the point? You're just one person, there's nothing that you can do. And when you go out there and sit and look at that world around you, that's that enemy getting your head, that's psychological warfare and battlefield of the mind, having you think, oh, it's nothing you'd have done. If it's just one person that be obedient to the will and purpose of Christ, you'd be surprised what is going on in the heavenly realm. But it's important that we don't sit here in our little heads to think that Jesus is not able to do exactly what he said he was going to do. But it's important, because by one man's obedience, Christ Jesus was this whole world saved. He came and he said, God, for God so loved the world. In John 3:16, like it's a cliche, this word is real, and Jesus is real, and he is coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. He said he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that he who believed on him should not perish. The word is just as it is, not adding, not taking away, but we have to take heed to the word and do what he has told us to do. If that enemy could come and say, well, what's the point of being obedient today? That's another day that we have lost if we have fallen short on the battlefield for Christ. And then at the end of the day, we're left without excuse when he comes back for his church, because the Bible tells us he's not slack with his coming, but that all should come to the knowledge of him. So we're left without excuse if we allow this enemy to come and trick us in our mind to have us think that even in our small little obedience, that it means nothing to Christ, because it means everything to Christ if we humble ourselves and simply do what he has told us to do, and just simply follow instructions and believe in the power and authority that God has given us by his Holy Spirit, that we can still speak to the men and women that call themselves children of God, that we're able to still stir up the gifts of God, and that people will receive eternal life. And if we stop being so self-centered sometimes, because vanity, even in the smallest form, can cause one person to lose their life. And this is about souls, amen? We're talking about souls, and sometimes we just have to overcome our own self and our own fleshly thoughts. Even in the most humblest person, we say, oh, it don't matter. Jesus is not going to use me for this situation. Jesus, it's not for me to say that. It's not my place to say that. Just so simple as Jesus loves you. Just so simple as saying, you know, do you know Jesus for the pardon of your sins? But if you already analyze it to say, oh, everybody already knows Jesus. Everybody's already got a song. Everybody got a song to sing. Everybody got a testimony to tell. If it's all, you got it all figured out in your head, then what is left for you to do? And yes, exactly. We're vessels of Christ, but if we got Christ all figured out, then what are we still doing here? He might as well have took us up, because we're already a perfected church, but we're not. That's why we're still sitting here, and that's why he has still left us here, because there's still work to be done, that we'll sit here as a church body in unity. He said when the church is perfected, then will he take us up. And everybody's sitting up there looking like this person is this person's responsibility, is that person. Everybody's pointing pointing the finger right now, because nobody wants to humble themselves, go beyond the flesh, and just do what God says to do. Just be obedient to his will. If we're all sitting here analyzing the increase, then the harvest is not coming. Amen. But we have to focus on this planting, and stop worrying about what Jesus's job is. His job is to give the increase, but your job is to be obedient, to sow, no matter who or what you're sowing in. It does not matter. You do your job. Thus, I just want you to think for a minute how Jesus have set the angels and camped around us, and you know what you do on the day. You know what your thought process is during the day, what you did or did not do, how you were or you weren't being obedient, but yet them angels are dressing, and they are not moving or leaving rank, whether you're because of your stupidity, because of your bullheaded or not. They are still on their job doing what Christ told them to do, and we need to take heed, amen, what even with that situation, knowing that no matter what, in the spiritual realm, Jesus has charge over us, amen, and he is working things out in the spiritual realm, and we have to not lose focus as well. If Jesus said he's going to do it, he who had began a good work in you will perform it until the day of Christ Jesus. So let's humble ourselves, amen, and we have to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony. Don't analyze it, but recognize that we do have a battlefield of the mind as well, and that enemy, he is on point in regards to the psychological warfare. If you don't even do anything else, if he could just get in your mind to tell you not to fight at all, to not to open your mouth and say anything, then he has done his job and you're really not fighting, lest we be slaughtered sheep, amen, among wolves. Okay, so now is the time not to sit here and allow the enemy to do his job. He is going to do it. He's going to try to tempt us to not pick up our weapons and fight the good fight of faith. So it's now to recognize what the enemy is trying to do. Be reminded that his job is to come to steal, kill, and destroy. You can look around and see all of the turmoil, all of the spirits to come to wreak havoc and to come and devour, amen, to stiff us like wheat. He is on his job, and we have to be that much more on our job to stand and build up our most holy faith and not allow any doctrines of devils and nothing to interfere with us coming together in unity, not in the flesh, but in the spirit, in truth, and in love. Amen. And I thank you so much. I'm going to give this back over to Prophet, as the Lord is leading me.
We thank Pastor Terry Hawthorne for that word. We're just going to go into prayer, because prayer changes things. And I know there are circumstances and situations that some of you out there are going through, and you hear the word, but still the enemy is trying to cause you to turn around. And we're just going to pray the prayer of faith that these shackles be loosened, these burdens be lifted. Deliverance will come to you in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you one more time. We just thank you, Jesus, for life offering shrimp. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, your long suffering, your patience. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that will never lose its power. We thank you for victory over the enemy, victory over sin. We ask you, Lord, just to handle every circumstance, every situation that those out there on the sound of our voices are going through, the turmoil and the tribulations and trials that seem like it's too hard for them to bear. Jesus, I want you to bear it right now in the name of Jesus. You are a burden bearer. Let them know that you're able and willing to bear it. Let them give it to you right now. Let them speak. Let them speak life. Let them speak life right now. Let them speak deliverance right now. Let them just give it all to you right now. Every weight that's holding them down right now, let them give it to you right now in the name of Jesus. Knowing that you're able and willing to help and assist in all these circumstances and situations, let breakthrough come right now. Let breakthrough come through right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let the weight be lifted right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the crisis, hallelujah, see that they feel like that they're in, Let it lighten up right now in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Jesus, for all things. We thank you that you are the King of glory, that you are the Lord strong and mighty, that you are the Lord mighty in battle. We thank you, Jesus, and we plead a blood against you, Satan, on every corner and every avenue, every dimension. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let the weight of the finances hold out a bosita. Let finances come out a bosita. Where finances has been slack in these people's lives, in the name of Jesus. Let healing come. Where sickness has had a bosita, have taken over some bodies. Right now, we speak healing, rada. We speak strength right now in the name of Jesus. We speak la bosica masita life, and we speak it more abundantly right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for all these things that you're doing right now, rada bosita. We thank you, Jesus, and we give you praise, and we give you honor, and we give you glory for this day, because this is the day that you have made, and we rejoice and be glad in it, and we're confirming it and verifying it right now through your strength, Basita. Not our strength, not our might, but your might, Basita, in your mighty hand. We say all these things in the name of Jesus.
Well, amen. Saints, our time has come to an end, but we thank you so much for joining in with us as we've been seeking the face of God like never before. We encourage your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. Visit us on the web at www.godchasersministries.org. Until next time, God bless you.